Praise the Lord, anybody?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody?
Amen.
God has surely been good to us. I don't miss my uncle. Very much so. As I said before, he was always such a big encouragement to me, and he would always do whatever he could to help me along in my walk with the Lord. He was always there to encourage me, to counsel me, to teach me, and I was fortunate enough to sit at his feet and draw from his wisdom of the Lord, his knowledge of the Word of God. And it was funny because I can hear him talk very clearly. When I talk, you know, can hear. But I thank God for the mighty man that he was and is. And I look forward to our reunion one day in that sweet, sweet by and by.
Yes.
You know, for a while now, for some reason or another, I've been having trouble hearing the voice of the Lord when it comes to preparing a message. And I would sit up for hours and hours just praying and praying and praying and say, Lord, I need a word from you. I need a word to bring forth to your people so that they would be encouraged and uplifted, and that by hearing your word, their faith would grow. And in preparation for this message, I sat there for hours and hours seeking the Lord for a word. And lo and behold, flipping through my message book, I came across a message that I had prepared a long time ago. And as I was getting ready to bring it forth, the Lord said, that's not the word that I want you to bring forth right now. So he actually gave me another word. But in flipping through my message book, I came across this word, and it just grabbed me. It just grabbed me. So that's the message that I want to bring forth to you all here this morning. If you got your Bibles, would you open them up with me to Romans? Romans chapter 8. And we're reading verses 28 to 31. Amen. Romans 8, 28 to 31. You got it? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all rise for the reading of the word, please. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the King James. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, I give you praise, honor, and glory for your word this morning. Father, this word was sent from you and only you, because it is only your word that can go forth and promote change within your people. It is only your word that chases demons away. It is only your word that breaks down walls. It is only your word that tears down the strongholds. It is only your word that sets free and delivers, Father. So I thank you for your word here this morning. Help us, O God, to receive it, Lord, in our hearts. May your word be engrafted upon our hearts, that we would hide your word in our hearts, that we would not sin against you, Father God, but that we would live, walk, and talk by your word. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Today's message is entitled, The Call. The Call. Faith, as the world calls it, can be defined as the development of events beyond the person's control that shapes that person's life, which ultimately culminates in that person's destiny. The world calls it faith. I call it God's good, acceptable, and perfect will.
Amen.
Romans 12:2. You see, nothing that happens in this life just happens. Nothing that happens in this life is just coincidence. There is no mystical force in the universe that determines how your life will play out. You see, karma does not exist. But what does exist is the Word of God, which says that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Deuteronomy 8:3. You see, bread is made by man's hands. And what is made by man's hands, it expires, it passes away, it perishes. Amen. It is not by bread that we live, but it is by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It is not by man's plans that we live. It is not by man's word that we live. It is not by man's ideals that we live. It is not by man's rules and regulations, but it is by the Word of God.
Amen.
And what proceeds out of the mouth of God is His true word. What proceeds out of the mouth of God is life.
Yes. Yes.
What proceeds out of the mouth of God is power.
Yes.
What proceeds out of the mouth of God is peace.
Yes.
What proceeds out of the mouth of God is liberty.
Yes.
And what also proceeds out of the mouth of God is the call.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What proceeds out of the mouth of God is the call. Raya, come here. You know why she came here? Because I called her. Yeah. She came because I called her. She didn't know that I was going to call her. She made no plans to be called up to the front this morning. It wasn't in her plans, but little did she know that I planned to call her before we even got here today. She didn't know that I planned to be this far from her, that she would have to walk this distance, a certain distance, in order to get to me because I called her. See, when God calls you, it's not in your plans to be called, but it is in the plans of God, because His plans for you are greater than what you are going through right now.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I called her. You know, being raised in the church, we were taught from a very young age the Word of God. And I remember when we were in the smaller church back there, and we would have Sunday school, and all the different age groups would have their own spaces and their own tables. And we would be taught stories from the Bible. We learned about Adam and Eve. We learned about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We learned about the Israelites. We learned about Samuel. We learned about David. We learned about the disciples. We learned about Jesus. And as we grew older, we found that the situation and circumstances that we were going through, we could apply what we learned at that young age to our lives now. See, we were taught the Word of God. We knew what was right. And we knew what was wrong. Amen. But like so many of us, we go astray. Brought up in the ways of the Lord, and yet we deliberately choose to turn from Him. We deliberately choose to turn from the teachings that we received at that young age. You see, but while we were in sin, dabbling in the things of the world, listening to worldly music, doing worldly things, with worldly people, just doing our own thing, minding our own business. And then all of a sudden you heard Rocky. And then all of a sudden you heard Ilima. All of a sudden you heard Myra. Because you see, your past didn't matter. It didn't surprise God that you were in sin. It didn't surprise God that you were in the world. It didn't surprise Him. Why? Because He already knew. The Bible says, for whom He did foreknow. Whom He did foreknow. Whom He did know before. Amen. He knew every thought that you would think. He knew every word that you would say. He knew everything that you would do. He even said in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, that while you were yet in the belly, I knew thee. I knew every test, and I knew every trial. I knew every circumstance, situation, shortcoming, and failure. But I also know my thoughts towards you are of peace and not evil. Jeremiah 29:11. I already knew, he says. I knew who you are capable of becoming if you would but submit unto me. I already knew. He said, I foreknew you. And because I foreknew you, I predestinated you. You know, my dad and I, we're very competitive. We compete about everything. In our BC days, we used to gamble, bet money kind. And we would also put on the line, and we would go down to the basketball court and play horse for who got to vacuum the house. Or who got to wash dishes. Or who got to wash the cars. The latest thing we used to compete in is golf. And you know, when I first started, they would bust me up. But I got better, and I started winning. And I kept on winning. And kept on winning. And I came to a point where after one of our golfing sessions, I said, Dad, you know why I won today? He said, why? It was predestined. It was already written in the stars. God had preordained that this day I would emerge victorious before the foundations of the world. Everything that happened in my life led up to this moment when I would come out on top. It was predestined. Hallelujah. He predestinated you. He predestined an environment for you that would cause you to be conformed to the image of His Son. But in order to be conformed to the image of His Son, you would need to experience some stuff.
Yes.
You would need to experience rejection. You would need to experience betrayal. You would need to experience temptation. You would need to experience what it was like to have those who you came to help turn their back on you. He predestined an environment in which you could be properly trained and equipped to carry out the work that He has called you to fulfill His purpose for your life. Oh, you don't want to be my friend now because I go to church? That's okay. I'm a friend of God.
Amen.
Oh, I'm fired because of my religious beliefs? It's all right. My job is to glorify my Father in heaven and to tell people about Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, the relationship is over because I love God more than I love you. That's all right. I'm married to Jesus. You see, that friendship wasn't supposed to last. You weren't supposed to have that job. That relationship wasn't supposed to work out. Why? It was predestined. You see, it may feel like you're being pulled from joy sometimes. It may feel like you're being pulled from love. It may feel like you're being pulled from happiness. Or maybe being pulled from progress. But you see, like a bow and arrow, sometimes God needs to pull us back some in order for us to be projected into the next level. Amen. The farther He pulls you back, the farther forward you will be launched. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes God needs to pull us back. So you couldn't stay in my life. You had to go. But you had a role to play. You taught me something. I had to learn something from you. That relationship could never work out because all you wanted was me. The physical aspect of me. But in order for the relationship to work, you had to love the God that lives in me. Hallelujah. You had to love the God that lives in me. The God of love. Who shows us the agape love. A love that the world cannot understand. A love that we cannot even comprehend. We couldn't remain friends because you didn't enjoy my company. You enjoyed the things that I did. The things of the world. But now that I partake in the things of God, you can't relate to that. So now, the friendship is over. I wasn't supposed to be working there because God has an even better job for me. God was just seeing if I could be faithful in the little. So that I'd be prepared for when the much comes. He predestinated you. And because He predestined you, He also called you. And He called you by name. He said in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice." You know His voice because He knew you before. And because you are His sheep, only His sheep hear His voice. You see, He only calls those who belong to Him. He only calls those who belong to Him. You do not belong to the world, church.
Amen.
You do not belong to the enemy.
Yeah.
No. You do not belong to him. No matter what the enemy tries to put in your head. Saying that you're not good enough. Or that you've done too many things for you to be used by God. You've done too many evil things for God to love you. But then you hear it. Rocky. My sheep. Know my voice. You heard him call you. That means you belong to him. And this call was so powerful enough that you spun around in that bar stool and walked out of that place because you knew that this is not where I belong. I don't belong in this place. I don't belong around these people. I am not a victim. I am more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He's calling you, church. He's calling you out of sin. He's calling you out of the world. He's calling you out of drugs and alcohol.
Yes.
He's calling you out of fear and depression.
Yes.
He's calling you out of anxiety and doubt.
Yes.
He's calling you out of darkness. That you might show forth the praises of Him who brought you out of darkness and into His marvelous light.
Yes.
You are called of God, church.
Yes.
You are called of God. See, that's why the enemy has been trying so hard to keep you from what God is calling you to. You know why? Because he's afraid of you. He's afraid of who you will be in Christ. He's afraid of all the souls that will be won to Christ because of your ministry. He's afraid of the anointing that is upon you. He's afraid of you. Because you see, when God calls you, sickness can't hold you. Worry can't hold you. Debt can't hold you. The enemy can't hold you. He's calling you, church. He's calling you. Them who he called, he also justified. Them he made righteous and brought into right standing with him. How is this possible? John 14:6 gives us the answer. Jesus says, "I am the way. I am the truth and I am the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Because He foreknew us, He knew who we would be in Him. He predestined us. And because He predestined us, He called us. And because He called us, He justified us. He made all this possible for us when He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for our sins. And in doing so, He gave us the power and the victory we would need to become all that God has called us to be. If we would but heed the call. Them who He justified, He also glorified. He raised up out of the world. See, now you no longer fall victim to the snares of the enemy. You no longer fall victim to the snares of the enemy because through the blood of Jesus, you're an overcomer. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, washes away all sin. There's power in the blood. There's healing in the blood. There's salvation in the blood. There's freedom in the blood. Hallelujah. The thing about it is, the more deeper you go with God, the more you discover who God created you to be. And the more you discover who God created you to be, the less inclined you are to be the person you were. See, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Many are called, but few are chosen. Only few are chosen because only few answer the call. Only few heed the call. But I tell you right now, church, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it all. Continue on. Forget those things which are behind. And reach forth unto those things which are before. Yeah. Press toward the mark. Yeah. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, because the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. So keep the faith. Bravely run the race. Because He that hath begun a good work in you is faithful to complete it unto the day of Christ. Again, church, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you said. Doesn't matter what you thought. It doesn't matter what you've done, or maybe what the enemy has whispered in your ear. See, the past does not matter to God.
Yes.
What matters is your future.
Yes.
You see, God loves you. And His plan and purpose for you is greater than your past. I think about Moses. When Moses was just walking around, minding his own business, tending to the sheep. And out of the corner of his eye, he saw a burning bush. And it caught his attention. And when it caught his attention, after he turned, after his eyes was fixed upon the bush, after his focus was turned from what it was on before on to what was going on in front of him, then God called and said, "Moses, Moses." God called to him after God caught his attention.
Yeah.
You see, God knows exactly what it takes for you, yeah, to turn your attention to Him.
Right.
He knows exactly what it takes. If you think back about Moses, from the time Moses was born, the enemy was already trying to get him. Pharaoh's soldiers was already sent out to kill him. He was sent down the Nile River, full of snakes and crocodiles, and a whole manner of things that could have killed him. But instead, God kept him. He allowed him to float through some stuff. He was raised in a palace, a slave. Raised in a palace. And then exiled. Brought into the land of Midian. all this, and then God still called him. Why? Because God had a work for him. Imagine if Moses didn't answer the call. Because Moses answered the call, 2 million people, an entire nation was delivered from the house of bondage. Because one man heeded the call. Because of one man. I just find myself thinking, what work has God called you to? He's called you for a purpose. He's called you for a reason. Will you heed the call? See, that's why the enemy has been trying so hard your entire life to keep you from becoming who God has called you to be. But be encouraged, church. Because if God is for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
God is calling you. He's calling you to higher heights. He's calling you to deeper depths. He's calling you out of and away from things that are hindering you from your destiny. He's calling you because you belong to Him. He only calls what's His. Because only what is His can be used for His glory. God has great things in store for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But all He can do is call you. The choice is yours to heed the call. God is calling you, church. What will your answer be? He's calling you. When He called me, I said, "This cannot be you, Lord. This cannot be you." And while I continued to do what I knew was not wrong, what I knew was not right, I could still hear His voice. Kavika. And it caused me to put down my drink, to toss out my cigarettes, toss out my chewing tobacco, turn from the ways of the world, and follow Jesus.
Amen.
This life that I now live in Christ is far greater than anything that the world can offer me.
Yeah.
What can this world offer when all I desire is Jesus?
Yeah.
As Jesus walked by the seashore, He called out to Simon and his brother and said, "Come, and I'll make you fishers of men." God is calling you, church. He's calling you to be fishers of men. He's calling you. Will you heed the call? In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.